Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, I sort of teased in the last segment. I thought what was interesting this week, and it was a choppy week with holidays and so on and so forth. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. But I thought what was interesting is not what we talked about with clients. It's what we didn't talk about with clients. And let's think about the last 2 weeks, right?
Okay.
The second wave of the coronavirus fear is going up. We're seeing numbers every day come out of the United States. There's new records being set for new viruses going in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
The press is, that's all we're reading. You've had conversations with people that are nervous about it. And
so much data coming out of the States that people are worried about here in Canada.
Yeah.
So
and it's
much.
Affecting people, right? It's affecting people in terms of what they're thinking about. But what we're not talking about with people is the fear that they have about their retirement. I haven't had one conversation in the last 2 weeks about where am I going to get my income from? I haven't, you know, we're just talking esoterically about the data coming out of what's happening in the United States.
You know what's interesting I've had is that a few of the people that I talked to this week are not concerned about their retirement,
right?
But they're concerned about their adult children.
Well, that's been an interesting one for a bit of time, given what Alberta's going through. Let's talk about
that. It's been an Alberta thing. Now it's a COVID thing, recession, so on and so forth, right? Pick your politician that you want to talk about, and my kids' future is all a mess. And what some of the research that came out that I was reading this week was that millennials have had a tough go. Millennials are from 1980 to 1994. I'm going off memory here. So if you were born in that age and you are now, you're getting ready to go into the workforce, you've been one of the unluckiest individuals in history, because they've gone through three different recessions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm including the 2020 coronavirus as a recession. And so millennials have had it tough.
Mm-hmm.
And so others have said, no. During those three recessions, keep in mind the boomers have lost a lot of wealth, deteriorated capital, made crazy amount of money before and lost a lot of it because of the last three recessions.
Some cases, yeah.
Many cases.
Mm-hmm.
The average boomer doesn't even have $500,000 in savings to retire.
Mm-hmm.
This is the average. Let's not talk median, because that's even lower.
Mm-hmm.
So the boomers have had it tougher.
Not sure the millennials agree with you.
Who's had it tougher?
Right.
That's the question. What are your thoughts?
Listen, I think that I side with the boomers on this debate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm not suggesting that millennials haven't had a goofy set of
experiences. Oh, you're playing Switzerland now. You're
not no. I just think that listen, I fear for the boomers because of time. So there are mistakes or problems that you can't recover from when you're older.
Yep.
If you're not working in, you know, given circumstances of an average boomer. Not to diminish the experience that young people might have, but you've got lots of options. You've got time. You've got mobility. There's lots of things you can do.
Same thing you can say with a boomer.
No, agreed.
You've got time.
You just don't have the potential the work opportunities.
So hang on. The potential work opportunities.
Yep.
So here's the argument that was in part of the research.
Yep.
Many boomers who had to stay at work.
Yes.
Were very upset because they couldn't get the same job.
Right.
Or they couldn't get a job of equal pay.
Right.
And so now they have to change things.
Yep.
And the biggest problem in some of this research was that change is harder for a boomer than it is for a millennial.
Okay.
And so with every argument that you can make for a millennial, you can make for a boomer.
Sure.
You can relocate. You can get a side gig or a side hustle, now some of these people call it. You can supplement your income in other ways. You can do so many things like a millennial.
There's lots you can do. I agree. I'm not saying be a victim.
So why is it harder for a boomer? When you say time, a lot of people will say, well, freedom 65, let's call it. It was 55, now it's 65. Why not 75? Why not 80? Why do you have to, quote unquote, retire? These are the arguments that are coming out in the research, Stanford and so forth, came up with these points.
Sure.
And it's a good debate.
No, it is. And they're all fair points. And I like I said, I don't want anybody to be a victim. There's always things you can do regardless of age. But there are potential problems that you can't recover from depending on decisions you've made later in life versus earlier. Time is an important...
Time is your friend.
Time is an important element in that conversation. So don't be victimized by it. And it might mean there's a change, no matter boomer or millennial, yep. Right? You might have to make a change from what you previous thought.
Yep.
And all of that's valid. All of that's the same. But time's important. So that's why the distinction between those two groups is I would feel more vulnerable at 70, okay,
yep.
than I would at 30 if there was a problem that I faced that materially impacted my financial ability to live the life I wanted or feed the family or whatever word you want or whatever phrase you want to use.
What I find interesting is that when we talk to a lot of our older clients,
yeah.
one of their concerns yeah. on their list is their children.
Right.
Their adult.
Always.
Income yeah. earning yeah. independent children. That's yes. what they're worried about.
Yep.
Their parents. I get it. I'm a parent. When we talk to the next generation below that.
Right.
What are some of your concerns? It's not their parents.
Nope.
Nowhere are they concerned about the healthcare system, the financial capacity to pay for that, that the burden may get shifted onto them, or they may choose to be part of that program.
Right.
But it's not even a conversation, not even the top 10
no.
concerns.
Nope.
So mom and dad are worried about kids. Kids are not worried about mom and dad.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah. And listen, in many cases, we've had this conversation time and time again over the years, Faisal, about what is your responsibility or obligation or commitment to kids, you know, as a senior person not working anymore, and what effect can that have on your retirement lifestyle, right? We've talked about that a lot. Although, interestingly, more often than not, the kids are independent. Mom and dad continue to worry about them because they're parents, right, or want to help and make some decision. But I tell you, I hear lots of kids saying, Mom and Dad, you just spend it all. Go ahead. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Right? Go do your thing.
Yeah. But the flip isn't there.
No, that's right.
And I find it very interesting that when you're doing planning for your future, mm-hmm. like retirement, one of the pieces should be, have you had a discussion about what your parents' financial viability? And I'm going to pick on you, Dave. Mm-hmm. Your mother is in a long-term care facility.
Yep.
There is an outflow of cash.
Yep.
Are you paying any of it?
Nope.
Is your brother paying any of it?
Nope.
It was planned by them.
Yep.
Your mom and your dad had sufficient. What if they didn't? And
right.
you never had that conversation right. with your parents.
Right.
Surprise.
Surprise is right. And there's lots of people.
Either you take the choice of a different quality of care than you or your mother would have wanted.
Right.
Or you're ponying up the cash.
Right. So this is really interesting point. Perhaps we can do a segment on that, because there's a generational difference in comfort level in talking about these things too, which we
Absolutely.
Notice.
Absolutely.
Right? And
try having that discussion at the dinner table, how hard will that be?
Right. It can
Mom,
be really
dad, are you financially okay in case you go into a long-term care facility?
Right.
Like who, that's, and then pass the potatoes. Like what's the next line after that? What do you
yeah,
do?
Yeah, maybe you just don't throw it out at over potatoes. But it is an interesting family dynamic that's important and relevant from a financial planning perspective, right? Because when we ask, what about your parents? Do you have dependent parents? Well, I don't know if they're going to be dependent. Well, that's a big gap. That's a big potential gap in the knowledge.
That could be thousands of dollars per month.
A month. That's right.
And now you are going to be feeling, what's a higher priority? The quality of care for mom or dad.
Right.
Or my retirement.
Right.
Do I go to Hawaii?
Right.
Or do I take that money and give it to mom and dad?
Right.
Do I, you know, and I've got kids. Now yeah. you're that sandwich generation. And do I worry about them or do I worry about my parents? Those types of things. So it's a very interesting time.
Okay, let's wrap it up because we have to talk about all of those things at the upcoming seminar.
July 21st. Tuesday, 7 p.m., live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money. Talk to you next week.
David Popowicz and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood Gundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowicz and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Wood Gundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund, an investment industry regulatory organization of Canada.